From the University of California at Davis, this is NewsWatch.
California flower growers transform their land into absolute beauty with a fragrance to match. But don't let this idyllic scene lull you into thinking that this is the business for you.
Currently, more than 85% of the flowers consumed in the United States come from a foreign country, versus in the 70s, it was basically 0%.
Growers are fighting to hold on to that last 15%, a share that still adds up to a $10 billion a year industry. The biggest ally, research scientists from UC Davis. Growers are getting the knowledge and tools they need to adapt by growing flowers South Americans can't grow as well, like orchids, lilies, and gerberas. The biggest region in the state for growing cut flowers is the Santa Barbara area, where Van Wegerden's Westland Floral is located. Michael Reed, a plant scientist, has been working with industry leaders for more than three decades.
So UC Davis has had a strong program in ornamentals in the post-harvest and production and pest management for many years, and the industry has really relied on that.
UC Davis's Heiner Leith says greenhouses are high-tech growing chambers.
Every factor is controlled with a computer, with sensors, with technology.
Flowers grown today are nearly perfect.
With every little tool that we get more power, we get more efficiency, and we bring the price down.
Leith says science also helps to take the uncertainty out of flower production. Paul Fotenauer reporting from UC Davis.
For more information, please log on to broadcast.ucdavis.edu.